Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, my timeline on Twitter and Facebook are now filled with your suggestions about cutting fish and the skin. I don't think you're quite understanding that I couldn't cook the entire fish as is. Number one, I was getting ready to go to work. And number two, the point was to put it into bags, Ziploc bags, and put it in the freezer so I could save some of the fish for later. So cooking said fish all at once, while it would have kept me from smelling fishy, would have defeated the purpose. It's a really big fish. I mean, am I paying extra to have to wrestle with the fish? But, you know, thanks for all your tweets and your Facebook messages. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, our hump show. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're looking forward to your Wednesday. If you're a college basketball fan, well, this could be your night. Unless, of course, you would like a ticket to go see North Carolina and Duke. Did you see this? The reports of ticket prices and how they have skyrocketed. Now, Cameron Indoor Stadium is the hallowed ground, right? It's one of those arenas in college basketball that I would recommend you make the effort to go visit and to be inside when there's a game going on. It's phenomenal. I've done a couple of games there on the radio, and the experience was unlike any other. However, maybe skip this game and go to a different one. Maybe go to a non-conference affair. If you want to squeeze into Cameron Indoor for Duke, North Carolina, which is obviously an incredible rivalry, you'll have to spend $2,500 for the cheapest available ticket. Now, this may not even be accurate anymore. This was as of last night, so the tickets could be gone by now. $2,500 was the cheapest available ticket Tuesday night, which is, by the way, comparable to what you would have spent to get inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Super Bowl. Could you imagine paying $2,674 to be at that Super Bowl? That was the cheapest ticket, $2,674. Now, if you're a Patriots fan, awesome. Brian just said in my ear, what? I heard part of what you said, but I would prefer that you go ahead and share. You just did a quick search where?
On StubHub, the cheapest.
StubHub!
The cheapest ticket now, before fees, may I add, is $3,089.
So you would have had to pay, you would have to pay more for UNC Duke, the cheapest ticket available, than you would have had to pay to get inside Mercedes-Benz for the Super Bowl. That's interesting. Which would you rather see? Let's do a quick poll. You want to go ahead, Chris, and put that up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS? If you have $3,000 to burn, would you rather buy a ticket for Duke UNC at Cameron Indoor, or would you rather go to the Super Bowl? Now, forget which two teams or how the Super Bowl went, just the Super Bowl in Atlanta. It's kind of not fair with your 2020 hindsight, but you get the idea. Those two ticket prices are comparable. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. We've been fielding your calls all night long about the Manny Machado deal. 10 years, $300 million to joined forces with the likes of Will Myers, Eric Hosmer, the San Diego Padres. Can you imagine the euphoria for them? Largest free agent contract in their franchise history, and it's actually the second largest in baseball history when you're talking about total years, total money, $325 million for Giancarlo Stanton. That wasn't a free agent deal, though. So this would be the largest in terms of baseball free agency and actually any free agent deal in the history of American sports, since we know the baseball numbers are astronomical. Is he worth it? I mean, that's relative, right? You're worth whatever an employer is willing to pay you. Four-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove. Last year's batting average just shy of 300. He hit 37 home runs and 107 RBI. And he's 26. So theoretically, he's in the prime of his career. Now, 10 years from now, will he still be in the prime of his career? I guess it depends on how hard he wants to work. And therein lies one of the big questions about Manny Machado. Some of the details that have come out now, fascinating. We had Bob Nightingale on the show from Arizona the first hour. So if you missed that, really good stuff. It's part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. But some of the information that he shared with us, as recently as Tuesday morning, Machado was still considering offers from the Padres, the White Sox, and the Phillies. Now, we'll get to the White Sox in a second. They actually thought they had landed him. But if you're the Phillies and Machado accepts your offer, what does that mean for Bryce Harper? They're not going to pay both guys $300 million, right? No, they're not. They're not going to pay both guys $300 million. So then where would Bryce Harper have turned next? Because right now the Phillies are the clear front runner in terms of years and money, if you believe the reports. Yes, there are other offers out there, but not the 10 years and not this kind of money. So he would have been up a creek taking a different kind of an offer. Woo, that almost blew up in Scott Boras's face. If Machado had taken the Phillies offer, today would look a whole lot different for Bryce Harper. So that was one nugget that I thought was really interesting. Also, the opt-out after 5 years. I asked Bob Nightingale why, and he said Machado's camp wanted it in case he doesn't like Southern California. Now, he also said he wasn't thrilled about playing in Los Angeles. It wasn't about the Dodgers. It wasn't about the franchise. They obviously went to the World Series. It's because he's so far away from home. His family, his friends are in Miami. And think about the time change. And that was the major consideration for Machado. But in the end, the guaranteed money won out. So as for the White Sox, they had two fewer years on the table, more money per year with incentives. So he could have made 320, 330, 340 potentially. It would just depend on the incentives. And you can hear not just the disappointment, but almost the shock and the surprise from President Ken Williams and also General Manager Rick Hahn of the White Sox.
Obviously, extremely disappointed with the news that is out there. Frankly, the emotion right now is a little bit still raw. So I'm going to try to keep this somewhat brief. Went to bed last night feeling fairly confident, not knowing, again, knowing that we don't know the universe of what's out there, knowing that things can move quickly. But based upon the meeting we had yesterday with the agent, which Jerry attended, knowing the improvement to our proposal that we made last night and knowing the very strong elements of certain elements of that proposal, I went to bed feeling like we put forth an extremely solid effort and that there was a very real chance of converting.
Ken Williams said the same thing from White Sox spring training. In fact, he put his shades on and said, I've got my sunglasses on so that you can't see the surprise and the shock in my eyes. And he talked about the other words that he uttered when he found out that it wasn't the White Sox who were landing Machado. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I understand it for San Diego. As much as the money is outrageous, I can't identify with this kind of money, so you don't have to convince me that he's worth it or not worth it, because to me, that's all relative. I don't know what a player deserves. I know that professional sports are big-time business, and you have a limited window to make money. Now, I also have no problem with a market correction. And if the market doesn't support these kinds of deals, well, then it doesn't. This is still a capitalist society, and these are still business corporations who have the right to determine how they want to use the money they make, how they want to invest it, and what type of clearance they want on their bottom line. So I don't have an issue with a team paying a player this kind of money because it's not my money. I'm not signing the checks. However, it creates a whole ton of pressure. And when you think about the Padres, a smaller market club who's never won a World Series, who has now a 12-year playoff drought, who in the last 10 years hasn't had any of its players hit more than 40 home runs, a team that wants to put butts in the seats, increase the interest, the social media chatter, obviously the wins. It makes sense to me why they're going all in. They have to go all in to try to create a dent, not just in the NL West, but in baseball as a whole. Because of their recent track record, they have no choice but to spend more money to get potentially the same return on an investment. I think that if the wins are there, the interest will be there. The problem is, of course, you're taking a major risk. So I understand why they upped their offer. I understand why they went all in. The problem is 10 years down the road, if the two sides don't opt out halfway through, is he going to be the same player? Because you're still going to be paying him that same kind of money. Now, who knows? Maybe by then, $30 million annually for an above-average player, an all-star. Let's say all-star. Maybe $30 million for an all-star is no big thing 10 years down the road, and he's actually cheap. But there's no way to know that, which is why it's still a gamble for San Diego. But I believe it's a gamble they have to make if they want to be relevant. Nothing's worse than being irrelevant in sports. So please check out that conversation with Bob Nightingale. We also talked about the beef from the players who've been speaking up all over spring training about how their own are not being treated well. They're being undervalued. I asked him how to fix it. We talked about the tanking problem in Major League Baseball. And so I would encourage you to check that out on our podcast, afterhoursamielawrence.com. $474 million spent in free agency by the Padres over the last 2 years. That, my friends, is the most in Major League Baseball. They better hope it translates to wins. Otherwise, there's got to be a GIF out there for throwing money out a window. There must be. Someone had to have put that GIF together. $474 million over the last 2 years. The most money in free agency spent by any club in Major League Baseball. What's your reaction? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Well, still ahead, Antonio Brown, he loves these Instagram live videos while he's working out. Did you know he's got a new nickname? Regardless of what he calls himself, he will no longer be a Pittsburgh Steeler. That we know for sure now, or as sure as we can possibly be. What's the market for Antonio Brown? And John Tortorella outdoes himself. Hashtag Hall of Flame. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Then in the shotgun on second and 10. Samuels to his left. Gets the snap. He's back. He throws for the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Antonio Brown got a yard on Lattimore, and that's all she wrote.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We got a call from Pittsburgh earlier who was more angst and anger at the Steelers and Art Rooney than any type of disgust with Antonio Brown. Did it change after the nice picture that AB posted with Art Rooney? They finally had their meeting on Tuesday, and according to Brown on Twitter, they're all smiles. And they discussed a lot of things. They cleared the air on several issues. We both agreed that it is time to move on, but I'll always have appreciation and gratitude towards the Rooney family and the Steelers organization. Hashtag call God. I don't understand any of his hashtags. Okay, maybe one or two, but not very many. Just like I don't understand or think that I will ever be using his new nickname. Now, this is his own nickname for himself, which might actually be illegal. I don't think you're allowed to come up with a nickname for yourself.
Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big chest for now on.
No.
Big chest brown for now on.
No.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Let me just tell you how many hundreds of years will have to pass of me still sitting in this chair before I would ever consider calling him Mr. Big Chest Brown.
Big Chest for now.
Ever. As in ever. I don't care if he legally changes his name to Mr. Big Chest Brown. I am never calling him that.
Big Chest Brown for now on.
It will be, the closest I would ever get would be BC Brown.
Big Chest Brown.
Yeah, no, I got you. And he says you can call me that from now on? I mean, who could call him that with a straight face?
From now on.
Do you think his new teammates will be calling him that? Mr. Not even just Big Chest. Mr. Big Chest Brown.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Nope. It's not happening. I'll get fired before I'll call him Mr. Big Chest Brown. It's a negative, Ghost Rider.
From now on.
From never. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Brown's agent is Drew Rosenhaus. He is the Scott Boras of the NFL. So he was part of the meeting, as were other members of the Steelers brass. It was cordial. That's the word I've heard. And everyone agreed a trade will be best. Yeah, even if they didn't agree, a trade is definitely best. Mr. Big Chest Brown, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Is he being legit?
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Maybe he's joking on Instagram Live. First of all, you're not allowed to give yourself a nickname. And what are you, T.O.? Outside, he's also working out on video, right? So here's Antonio Brown doing his best T.O. impression when he's working out live on Instagram.
I actually speak louder than my words. Anything I ever say. So just know I simply want to be the best. And if you want to simply be the best, you have to simply outwork your opponent. Who your opponent? Myself. AB versus AB.
Wait, it's Big Chest to you.
No matter what they say, the workout.
What is he doing?
The work speaks for itself. You know? And a lot of truth won't be coming to the fan. But just know. Just know we craft. I'll never stop.
I mean, I'll give him this. His commitment is so strong, he can't even stop to speak on Instagram. No, there's no time. I'll never stop. And I have myself a brand new nickname, in case you doubt me. Ick. Oh, there's more.
AB versus AB.
The Twitter picture with Art Rooney. The Twitter photo with Art Rooney and the caption is tame compared to the Instagram live videos that he put up. So he also wants you to know any teams that are interested. First of all, you have to call him Mr. Wait, is this going to be on his uniform? Big Chest Brown.
Big Chest Brown.
Yeah, I got you. He sounds like LeVar Ball, does he not? Seriously, play that again and boost it up. He sounds like LeVar Ball.
Big Chest Brown for now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's him. That's LeVar. It's not actually Antonio Brown. It's LeVar Ball.
From now on.
Stay in your lane. So Antonio also has a message. I'm still calling you Antonio. Man, I hope that you know that I'm addressing you. He has a message for any teams who are interested in bringing him on board. Here's what you must do in order to get him. It's got to be all guaranteed money.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
I'd actually be clearer if I could understand you better because you weren't doing whatever he was doing.
Tell them call me.
Push-ups while you are doing this impromptu press conference on Instagram Live. No more. Also, did he create a word? Not only did he create a nickname for himself, but did he create a word? Unguarantees? Or maybe I just don't. Maybe that's just outside of my vocabulary.
I'll never stop.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. I feel like I need something edgy to counteract the soft Instagram live post from one Antonio Brown. AB versus AB, no unguarantees. And if you really want me to come play for your team, you just call me Mr. Big Jess Brown, baby. It's LeVar Ball.
No matter what they say.
No matter what they say. Antonio Brown is the second coming of LeVar Ball. He has kids, right? Could you imagine the kind of Instagram post that he's going to give us when anyone, he believes anyone is interfering with his kids? Nope, you know, I'm just going to leave that. There was actually an incident where someone was interfering with his kid and, yeah, didn't go well.
This is not a game, people.
I mean, it actually kind of is a game.
Big Jess Brown.
No! All right, I need some John Tortorella in my life. I need someone harsh. I need something edgy. John Tortorella, by the way, is a piece of work. He's the opposite end of the spectrum as Antonio Brown, but he is a piece of work. I am not going to identify the player he's speaking about because I almost feel bad for the player that he's speaking about. But the idea is there's a player on his team that has been the subject of trade rumors. And so with the trade deadline approaching, Tortorella was trying to head off any rumors at the pass. And so he wanted you to know exactly why said player was not available for yesterday's game.
I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole diatribe as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything.
He was doing what? He was puking. We could have left it there. Oh, my gosh. Leave it to Tortorella. Leave it to Torts. Leave it to Mr. Big Torts.
Big Jess Brown.
Oh, my gosh. The head coach of the Blue Jackets, in case you didn't know, he says that his player is not available for a game because he bleeped his pants. I mean, call me crazy, but that might be way too much information. Oh, my gosh. Andrew, if there's ever... Andrew,
no.
Andrew Bogish is here in studio. If there's ever a time when you are not available to be here, please do not tell me if that's the reason why.
I'm not going to tell you. What I'm going to do, though, is save that audio and then just email that to everyone. I will not be here tomorrow. Please see attached.
Also, if you could give yourself a nickname highlighting one part of your body.
This is a bad morning. I have not soiled myself recently, nor am I crazy enough to ask to be called Mr. Big Chest.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
I don't care if I am under threat of getting fired. I don't care if he legally changes his name. I am never calling him Mr. Big Chest Brown. Ever.
No. Nor should you?
Never.
No.
I mean, Ocho Cinco is bad enough.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
This
the one
is worse.
Always strangely in my mind, you may remember Dominic Rhodes, who was a running back for the Colts most notably. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he was like, no, my name is Dominique. And I wanted to be like, no, your name is Dominic. Like, it's spelled Dominic. Dominique is a different name with Q's in it. Like, you can't just do that or change your name
right.
to
Legally
Dominique.
Change your name.
So I always called him Dominic.
Now,
never stop.
At least when Terrell Owens did his whole public workout display, he didn't try to change his name to Mr. Push-Ups in the Driveway. Like, at least he didn't expect us to address him that way.
Well, Mr. Big Chest is next level, right? I mean, he was working out. He was doing it himself. It was on social media. That's all. That's so 2019. T.O.'s in the Stone
Age. AB versus AB.
I never stop. Oh, and no unguarantees either.
Yeah. granted. You got it.
Tell him call me.
Nah, I'm good. Probably not.
Okay, most importantly.
Yes.
Do I smell like fish?
No, this is a weird morning.
What? It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I mean,
what would you rather talk about, Mr. Big Chest Brown or me smelling like fish?
Mr. Big Chest.
Or yeah, no, one of John Tortorella's players pooing his pants.
Either one of the ones that don't involve you.
His pants.
I think that's the same.
You'd rather talk about a guy pooing his pants than whether or not I smell like fish?
Yeah, because there's nothing. Artemi Panarin and John Tortorella are not going to ever be able to respond to me. Mr. Big Chest.
Uh-oh, he has you on tape. Yes, saying Mr. Big Chest. I just wondered, are you sure you can't smell the fish over there?
No.
Okay, good. Good
answer. Do that weird stuff that Taz and Moose spray to like
clean
the stew?
No, that smells worse. I'd rather smell like fish than whatever that is. I feel like it's giving me cancer, that smell.
I don't know what it is.
Some kind of cleaning solution.
Yeah, it also relieves muscle pains. It whitens your teeth. It does everything.
It eats corrosion off your battery.
Right.
Well, I wrestled with a fish before work and I lost. So I thought washing my hands and like using the oil spray. No, I've still smell like fish, but I'm glad you're over there so you can't smell it.
Yeah,
Mr. Big Chest.
Me too. Mr.'s bad nose.
Mr. Big Chest.
It's just a bad morning for Andrew. I hope that you're covering all these topics in your update.
Can I have 5 minutes to type?
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. We will get to your call straight ahead. As long as you don't expect me to address you as any part of your body or talk about pooing your pants.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Nope. Not even if Antonio Brown is putting 550 pounds on the bench. That was Cameron's question. Would you then address him as Mr. Big Chess Brown?
Mr. Big Chess.
Nope, not even then. So, by the way, we have this quick poll up. A lot of you are weighing in about Manny Machado and also about Antonio Brown. But we do have a quick poll up in light of the astronomical prices that are being required right now to get inside Cameron Indoor Stadium for tonight's North Carolina Duke game. I mean, they're more expensive than the Super Bowl. We want to know from you, which would you spend the money for? And the show poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. And right now, two-thirds of you are saying Super Bowl. By the way, you can join CBS on the road to the Final Four with great NCAA basketball this weekend. Saturday at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, Auburn invades Lexington to take on fourth-ranked Kentucky. That's followed by number 16 Florida State versus eighth-ranked North Carolina in Chapel Hill. So back-to-back ranked opponents for the Tar Heels. On Sunday, Villanova tips off against Xavier at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific. And the weekend concludes with seventh-ranked Michigan hosting number 10 Michigan State. Ooh, it's your precursor to March Madness. It's in the air on CBS. 855-212-4227 to reach us inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. David is in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. I listen to you every morning. I deliver newspapers.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get this done before the snowstorm hits. But I'm calling about all these Manny Machado haters who haven't seen him play consistently. We really are sorry that our horrible old general manager couldn't make a deal with him a long time ago. But if they would listen to Brooks Robinson and Cal Ripken, two of the best infielders ever to play, talk about how he is better than they ever saw anybody play as a rookie. He's consistently been in the top 10 in the batting averages since his rookie year. And just to watch him play in the field is like a ballet. To see how he can toss that ball from far third base to first base like it was nothing. And I know this is his first year switching from third base, but this is a guy that San Diego can build a team around, and we're really sorry that he's not here at Baltimore anymore.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. I don't know that it makes you a hater just because you think that $300 million is a lot for a player. I mean, some people are just balking at the money. It has nothing to do with Manny Machado. They'll feel the same way about Bryce Harper if he gets that contract. I believe that Machado in the prime of his career right now is a game changer. And for the Padres, it makes sense that they would go all in and give him this extra money fully guaranteed, because you're right. They need a centerpiece. They need a guy who can put butts in the seats. They need a guy who can hit 40 home runs a season. They haven't had one of those since Adrian Gonzalez in 2009. They haven't made the playoffs since, 12 years back now. So we're talking about a guy that they believe is worth the money because of the impact on their franchise in a variety of ways. I don't know if he'll still be producing 10 years down the road the same way he is now. And therein lies the big gamble, is that you might be stuck paying him for all 10 years when he may not give you production for the entire 10 years.
Yeah, that's understandable. And, you know, the thing about him, hustling thing, all he did was help the L.A. get into the playoffs. And he's never shown not hustling in Baltimore. And I don't think he showed not hustling in L.A. either. So, but thanks for letting me have the opportunity to give the other side of view of Manny Machado.
All right, David, good to hear from you. Brandon is in South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
What I was curious about with them acquiring Machado is, in light of the fact that San Diego's lost their football franchise, it surprised me that they paid all the money to Hosmer, even though Hosmer, you know, is a world champion already.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're getting Machado. So obviously they're really trying to win they're trying to go for a title, not just to show up. But do you think that the mindset of those guys in San Diego is that now that we don't have any professional franchises, now if we go all in with our investment, maybe we can capitalize and just basically try to capture the entire, you know, pro sports market? I don't know anything about San Diego, but I was just curious if that might be their, you know, thought process involved in that. In any event, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Brandon. Thank you so much. I mean, I think San Diego sells itself as a destination, as a place to live. But in terms of being a sports destination, it's obviously a small market. And sometimes between that, as well as the fact that they have no winning track record now. I mean, 12 seasons without the playoffs. They've never won a World Series. They went back in 1998. But this is not in this age of big fly and thump in the bat. that thump in the middle of the lineup. That's the phrase that Kirby Yates used. The Padres have been seriously devoid in that area. So bringing in Eric Hosmer, yes, they wanted some winning experience for sure. And he's not the only guy in the lineup that brings that. Will Myers is another guy who has, I think, increased their ability to put runners on base and to score runs. They've got a really stacked farm system, according to reports. And so this could be just a piece of the process and not the only step that they're taking. It's, to me, not an outrageous move if you're the Padres or you're the White Sox or you're trying to make a splash. And I like the fact that we've got a superstar player in a smaller market. The idea of the 10 years, though, as much as right now it may feel like a really smart investment, 10 years down the road, if neither side opts out, that's where you could be stuck. And that's why it's such a huge gamble. But for the Padres to get this deal done, they had to go 10 years, $300 million guaranteed. And they're certain that they want to hitch their wagon to Machado's star and that it will impact other players in the lineup and that it will also impact their bottom line with ticket sales and with Q rating and with wins and everything else. 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, the quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. John is listening in Anchorage, Alaska. So we had a call from Honolulu earlier and now Alaska. Hi, John.
Hello, Amy. I love your show.
Thank you.
This wasn't on the sports page, but it was an Associated Press story
okay. That
might interest you.
Uh-huh.
The headline is, you want to look it up, in France, the force is strong with lightsaber dueling.
I did see this.
The French Fencing Federation has officially accepted and organized lightsaber dueling as a competitive sport. My question is, did you take fencing in college?
No, I didn't. I don't even think my university had fencing. I was a basketball player. I'm not sure anyone wants to give me any type of a lance or a sword. But man, if I could compete with an actual lightsaber, I might have to reconsider my career path.
I've got one other question for you.
Yes.
Did you ever see a movie called Atlantic City with Susan Sarandon and Burt Lancaster?
I don't think I did.
She plays a woman who works in a fish bar in a casino in Atlantic.
Funny.
She goes home and she has to get rid of the smell of fish. What she does is she slices lemons and rubs them on her, and that gets smell of fish off.
Well, I will say this. When you cook fish, if you douse it in lemon juice, it does take away some of the fishy smell. But I guess I didn't consider bathing myself in lemon juice before I came to work. But thank you for reminding me.
And rub your hands in the lemon.
All right.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for listening in Anchorage. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So we've had some interesting tweets and Facebook posts over the last 10 minutes, not only about Antonio Brown, but also about John Tortorella's player and why he couldn't make the game yesterday. let's see. Lawrence says, you got me driving into work on the verge of tears. You can't call the man Mr. Big Chest one time. He says, I'm going to hear you saying never all day today.
Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah, I will not call him that. However, Lawrence, just for you, can we hear Antonio Brown demanding that you address him by his new nickname?
Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest for now on. Big Chest Brown for now on.
No.
Mr. Big Chest.
Nope. Still nope. End to the O.
AB versus AB.
I kind of feel like that's what it comes down to. The
this
demons
is not a game,
in his brain.
It's a big chest.
Absolutely never. Absolutely never. let's see. I don't even feel like we can top that, except for this. Steve says, I have a size 15 shoe, so I would be Mr. Big Feet. And on that note, where's some John Tortorella when I need it? Heavens. You all with your funny nicknames for yourself. No, give me a coach who just wants you to know exactly what his player is going through.
His pants, he was puking.
Yeah, he was looking for some empathy for his guy. No, he's not getting traded. He's busy in the bathroom. What do you want? Have a great hump day. I hope yours is not quite as dramatic. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Big Chest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.